Erev Shabbos, Hey Tishri, 4th of October, Harav Ilan Halberstadt, Yom Kippur, the real you.
Okay, here we are in the Aseres Metshuva, and I felt it appropriate to speak about the build-up to Yom Kippur, to focus on something which is really understanding the power of the day, because Yom Kippur itself is a day we can't just walk into without having prepared for. And therefore, it's appropriate to already prepare from now in these Aseres Metshuva using the moments that we have. So let us take note of many things that we realize and we do on Yom Kippur that needs explanation. Firstly, we have the strange Soil Hashem, Soil HaZozel that takes such a central focus of the whole day. It's difficult to understand because the Soil Hashem is something like a korban. We bring the blood into the Beis HaMikdash. The Soil HaZozel is we take this animal, this goat, we chuck it off a cliff, and it's the Soil HaZozel. What is this Soil Hashem, Soil HaZozel that is so critical for the Jewish people? It mamish is that which achieves kapara. Everybody was in the Beis HaMikdash, and when the Soil HaZozel was chucked off the cliff, in the days when Nisim still took place, the scarlet thread that was in the Beis HaMikdash would turn white, and you can imagine there was quite a relief when that happened. It must have been some Yom Kippur when that would happen. And that was the central focus of Yom Kippur, the Soil Hashem, Soil HaZozel. What is this all about? In addition, we need to understand how do we achieve tshuva? Meaning, it's all very nice to speak about tshuva and return and repentance and all these words, but what essentially are we doing when we speak about tshuva and that we, every year, we're doing tshuva again? What is the essence of tshuva that we are focusing on? What is the focus? So, let me start with one of my favorite Gemaras in Brachos. If somebody could pass me a Gemara in Brachos, it would be amazing. Very good, useful. I didn't come prepared today. Okay, so the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis, tells of a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much. Fascinating conversation between Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people. Sorry, Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, half asleep still. Asleep, half awake. The Gemara there says, thank you very much. Yeah, the Gemara in Brachos tells us on Daf Lamed Beis on the base. The Gemara tells of a fascinating conversation, like we said, between Kadosh Baruch Hu and us, the Jewish people. The pasuk. Tzion says, Hashem has forsaken me, Hashem has forgotten me. So the Gemara explains, Omre Shlokish, Omre Knesset Yisrael of Nekadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people say in front of Hashem, B'boi Nishaloylam, Odom Leis Ishtal Ishtar Yishoyna, Zoycha Maisa Yishoyna, do you remember your first wife? You've forgotten about us. Atas of Tamisha Chachtani, Hashem, you've forgotten about us. You've forgotten. Omre Leha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Biti, my daughter. Now, I can't translate all of this, but you'll get the message. Yud Beis Mazoles Barosi Biruki. I've created 12 mazoles, zodiacs in the sky. Now, call mazel a mazel. For every mazel, Barosi Lo Shloshim Chayal. Every mazel of stars has 30 chayolim, brigades. Now, call chayal v'chayal, Barosi Shloshim Lugian. For each chayal, that also has 30 lugian. Another, legions. Legions, exactly. Legion. More troops. Now nobody's going to be able to translate. More and more troops, about 10 troops. And each one of those, there are 365,000 times 10,000 stars. We're talking about numbers way beyond anything that we could possibly describe. Everything you see in the world, all the stars of the galaxy, the furthest reaches, all of them, impossible to count, the millions of stars, and it's all created for you. The whole world! The world is so vast, it's all created for you. And you say, I've forgotten you? Everything's for you! I'm going to forget you? Can a woman forget her young child? I'll never forget the korbanos that you brought in the midbar. Klal Yisrael then respond, Rebbeinu Shalayla, Hail Ve'ein Shikha Lefnei Chesecha, seeing as you don't forget, so that actually makes me worried. Shema Le'Sishkach Li Maisa Egel, maybe you won't forget about the Egel. If you're remembering everything, that means you're going to remember the good, but you're going to remember the bad. Okay. Now I'm worried from the other extreme. Because what about the Egel? You're going to remember the Egel? Omar lo, Hashem says, no. Gam Eile Tishkachna. The Eile I'll forget about. Referring to? Eile Lech Yisrael. I'll forget about the Eile. Omar lefon v'yipayin sholayim. Listen. Hal v'yeshikha lefnei chesev v'decha. If there's things that you cause yourself to forget, so then maybe Shema Tishkach li Maisa Sinai. Maybe you'll forget when we stood at Har Sinai. Maybe you'll forget that as well about us. You'll cause to forget. Omar Allah, Hashem says to Jewish people, V'anoichi lo yeshkache. I will not forget Anoichi, i.e., where we stood together, Hasina Anoichi, Hashem lekecha. Behind the Omar Ablazam Rabbi Yeshia, Maidich Siv. This is the pasuk that the Novi says, Gamehile tishkachna. That's the Maisa Egel. V'anoichi lo yeshkache, continues the pasuk, Zeh Maisa Sinai. Hashem says, I'll forget about the Egel, but I won't forget. V'anoichi lo yeshkache. I will never forget Hasina. Unbelievable Gemara. But what does it mean? This Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. He does forget. Obviously, Ein Shichol Lefnei Chesech V'Decha. Hashem doesn't forget anything. But he chooses to ignore. He chooses to forget about the Ma'aseh Egel. He chooses to ignore that. Why is that? Klal Yisrael's response is, if you're going to forget that, then maybe you'll forget at Matan Torah. I.e., maybe you'll ignore Matan Torah. Hashem says, no, I will not ignore Matan Torah. Why? Why does Hashem say, I will ignore Egel, and I will not ignore Matan Torah? Why? Surely it should not split. It should be the same, consistent. And he answers something very profound. And this I heard from Meir Rebbe Ramesha Perez Zatzal, who would always explain that forgetting you can only do if it is external to who you are. You don't forget things that are essentially you. You don't forget the most important things you don't forget. So on one level, things that are very important to you, you don't forget. But even more than that, with things that are absolutely bound up with who you are, you cannot forget because they are you. For example, it doesn't matter, lo aleinu, if a person has an illness and he can't remember, his memory is failing him. He will never forget that it's him. He knows that he is himself. You always have an inner understanding that you are you. That you will not forget. And the reason why you can't forget it is because it's not in the world of shikha. It's bound up with who you are. You can only forget things that are external to you. The more external it is, the more it's easy to forget. The more closer it is to who you really are, you'll never forget it. In fact, midos and training yourself in becoming a different person, it means it becomes so ingrained in who you are that you'll never forget certain things. My grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, was mamash spitz yeker. He was always on time, not on time for shul. He was always early for shul. In the later years of his life, when he started to lose his memory, what happened was the opposite. Instead of coming late for shul, he went even earlier for shul. It was like so bound up with who he was, it was impossible for him. So it became part of who he was. But the closer something is to who you are, you don't forget it. Moshul. The moshul is that if you take your suit to the dry cleaners, and this is important and the connection to tshuva is going to be obvious. If you take your suit to the dry cleaners, if you've got a stain that's a relatively easy stain, it just appeared on the jacket just the other day, it's a fresh stain, okay, that comes off quite easily. If it's been ingrained and it's been there for a while and it's been added to it more and more and more, it's going to be more difficult. They always tell you, oh, I don't think I'm going to get it off in one. I might have to go through two or maybe three. They always cover themselves with that. But it might take a number of washes. But you hope, if they're a decent dry cleaner, the washing machine is never going to take off the sleeve. Right? If the sleeve is the sleeve. The stain it can get rid of, but the sleeve it won't get rid of because it's part of the jacket. Tshuva is the process of tshuva, and we'll explain it within this module. Tshuva is the process of externalizing our averus. and realizing that these were things that we did, but these are not who we are. The more we can externalize these actions, disassociate us from those averus, those actions, then the easier it is for the dry cleaning, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dry cleaning company, to come and wipe away those averus. The more you associate with it, well, it's going to need more cleaning, and if it's completely bound up with who you are, then it won't be able to be cleaned. And the process of Yom Kippur is bringing it out, disassociating yourself with that avera. It's not me, it's not who I am, it's something I did, I regret it, and then it can be washed away. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people, Egel HaZahav, I know what that was about. That wasn't the essential you. That wasn't the Jewish people acting the way they should have been. That wasn't who you were. I know you. And therefore, Gam Eile Tishkachno, I can forget about the Egel HaZahav, because I know it wasn't you. It's in the world of Shikha. You can forget about things that are external. The Egel was an external, it was a mistake, but I know who you are intrinsically, and this is not you. And therefore, I can forget about it, I can disassociate it from you, the people. Anoichi, I will never forget. Because when we stood at Har Sinai, and we heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu say, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, and we stood there, and we were makabel, we received those words, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. There was such a chibur, such a connection, it was the root of every individual. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. In fact, as we know from the Gemara in Sukkah, when Hillel came to the Beis HaMikdash, when it came to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he used to say, Mani ka'an hakol ka'an. If I'm here, then everybody's here. And Hillel was an ambusong, everybody knew. Nobody as humble as Hillel. What he meant was, Ani ka'an, as Rashi says, Ani is the Shechina. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, then I'm here. So why is Hashem called the Ani? Because your Ani, your deepest I, knows intrinsically that it is simply, completely keneged Hashem. You are there opposite Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected to Hashem. And when was this achieved? When we heard Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. That word Anoichi there resonated with the Anoichi in here, and we realized that my Anoichi is nothing. It's completely there just to be a revelation of His Anoichi, of His I. Anoichi Leishkache. Hashem says, I will never forget Anoichi, because I know who you are intrinsically, that can't be forgotten. You can't forget who you are. You don't wake up in the morning and have to remind yourself who you are. You know who you are. It's known intrinsically. Gam Eile Tishkachno V'Anoichi Leishkache. What a beautiful, beautiful Gemara. It's just golden. It's just golden. It should make us feel $1 million. That any Egel and any Averus, and the whole process of Yom Kippur is associating ourselves with that inner Anoichi, who we really are, and everything else, we have to externalize all the other averus. For that reason, we can now understand many beautiful Mamori Chazal. There's a famous Rambam that probably everybody knows. The Rambam writes that we're not allowed to force a person. A person has to give a person is going to give a get, then it's got to be that he's giving it out of his own free will. He's got to give a get. The man has to give a get of his own free will. We can force him. How can you force him? Surely he's giving it under coercion. That's not his own free will. So the Rambam explains, no, when you force him into it, deep down, right to the Yosi Hudi, he wants to do the right thing. It's just external things that get in his way. And therefore, when we force him into it, we're not actually forcing him into doing something that's not him. We're forcing him to be him. He wants to be a Yid. He wants to do the right thing. So we can force him into it. Everybody deep down is Reitza Ani. He wants to. Reitza Ani. On Yom Kippur, that is what we're doing. We beat ourselves, we understand, we say, all of the avodas that we do, that's external. Reitza Ani. I want to be yours. I am connecting to the Anoichi. Meiridik, by the way, the Sefer Emunah Sotecha says, the gematria of Reitza Ani is Yom Kippur. 362. Reitza Ani, that's what it's about. I want this. I want it for real. Now, Soil Hashem, Soil HaZazel, what's this all about? They have to be absolutely identical. The Soil, we know, the blood of the Soil, we know from the story of Yosef HaTzadik, they dip the blood into the blood of a goat, because that resembles human blood. And We have the Soil Hashem and Soil HaZazel. They're absolutely identical. These two, we don't know where they're going to go. One ends up, we pick it up Hashem. This one goes up Lazazel. This one goes, the blood goes Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, Mamash, the holiest place. And this, chucked off the cliff. And the idea here is very simple and very beautiful and very profound. Because the Soil Hashem and Soil HaZazel is us. This is who we are. On the one hand, we have a chelik, which is so high, we want to do the right thing, and this is the Soil Hashem within us. But the same person can sometimes be overtaken by the identical twin called the Soil HaZazel, who overtakes our personality, and we do things that are against what we should be doing. And this battle, Yetzer Hara, whatever you want to call it, it's the same person. The Moshe Mu'ad Avodomi, what you think about is that Shlomo HaMelech was overtaken by Ashmedoi, the Gemara says. He looked exactly the same. But you didn't realize it was not him. That's us. There's the good us, the Reitzer Ani, the one that's associated with the Anochi. And then there's the Soil HaZazel that takes over. We look the same, speak the same, sound the same, but we're a totally different person. And on Yom Kippur, it's about getting rid of the Soil HaZazel and remaining with the Soil Hashem. And where do we find this? Says the Vilna Gaon, something beautiful, very profound, typical beauty of the Vilna Gaon, that this Soil Hashem, Soil HaZazel, is manifest in the battle between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav, the Shnei Gedeon that they're fighting for. Notice that Yaakov comes to get the brachas. What does he do? He dresses up as Esav. He has to dress up as Esav. Hakolkol Yaakov Edayim de Esav. What is going on here, Rabbi Yisai? Such a peculiar episode. Why doesn't Yaakov just go and get the brachas? And that'll be fine. Shalom al Yisrael. What's his whole business? That he's got to dress up as Esav and then get the brachas. Why didn't Rivka just say, have a coffee, go out for coffee with Yitzchak, and say, look, to be honest, you've made a mistake about our son Esav. He's not the tzaddik that you think he is. So please don't give him a bracha. Give Yaakov the bracha. End of story. Isn't that all? That's all. Just a quick conversation and everything's solved. No. Instead, Rivka says, no, okay, well, we've got a problem here. Oyvei, Yaakov's going to get the, Esav's going to get the brachas, then it's going to be a problem. So Yaakov, you better get dressed up as Esav. Hold, ever my father's going to find out. Doesn't matter. You'll do it. So he has to go dress up. Why? As I said, one conversation, solve everything. The teretz is, if Rivka would have said to Yitzchak, that, don't worry, you made a mistake about your son Esav, only Yaakov's a tzaddik, and now unfortunately the job of Esav has to also be performed by Yaakov, so give him a bracha, so he'll bring in Yaakov, the tzaddik will stand there, and Yitzchak will give him a bracha for a tzaddik. He's got a new personality called Esav that he's going to have to also do the avoid of what Esav was supposed to do in his world. Say this, I'll give him a tzaddik, dig a bracha, okay, that's locha. Because he's a tzaddik anyway, he's just got a new difficulty, he's also going to have to do the job of Esav. Okay, we'll get a tzaddik bracha. But Rivka wanted him to have a bracha not as Yaakov. He wanted to get an Esav tikka bracha. Yitzchak knew that Esav was mamish on the abyss, on the edge of falling into that black hole. He just didn't realize that he'd already fallen in. And if he would have given Yaakov the bracha, it would have been a tzaddik bracha. He wanted to give Esav a bracha that's going to bring him up from Sheol Tachtis. Rivka knew it was too late. But Rivka says to Yaakov, you've now taken on two avodas in this world. You've got your job, which is to be the Yaakov Ishtam Yeshev Ahalim. You've got Esav's job, which is also to elevate the world and to take on the physical and to elevate it. It was supposed to be the task of you twins, but now you're going to have to do everything. But you need an Esav Dikka Brocha. You need a Brocha that's going to schlep not just you up. This is a Brocha for all of history. This is a Brocha for us. The people that are going to be so far removed, that's going to be yidden now so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bracha that Yitzchak needs to give Klal Yisrael. The bracha we need is for the people in dire straits, where we're mamish one with the Yetzer Hara. So what happens? Yaakov dresses up as Esav. This is exactly the Soil Hashem, the Soil HaZazel. We're mamish one. We look the same. We're wearing the clothing of the Yetzer Hara. And Yitzchak gives a bracha that from there you're going to come out. That's Yom Kippur. We come into Yom Kippur. Who are we? Soil Hashem, Soil HaZazel. The good guy, the bad guy, the Yaakov, the Esav. We're all one mess. And what happens is, we get the bracha in that state where we're Yaakov. On the inside, we're Yaakov. But on the outside, and what we've been doing all year round in our virus, they make us dirty and filthy with the clothes of Esau. And when we cry out in our tefillah, and the essence of tshuva is to be able to access the Yaakov inside of us and throw the soil azazel, which is keneged Esau, throw it off. Throw it off ourselves. Get rid of the Yodayim Yodei Esau. But that's why Yaakov and Esau had to come as one being. Yaakov came in with the Kol Yaakov Yodayim Yodei Esau, and that's the bracha for Klal Yisrael. So that we would then be able, ultimately in the end of days, when we will be in a situation where we look unfortunately like an Esau, to be able to chuck off those clothes and associate ourselves with the Kol Yaakov. As a pasuk we say, during Yom Kippur, Anoichi, Anoichi, Humaycha Tesha'echa. Anoichi, Anoichi. What's the double expression? Anoichi, Anoichi, Humaycha Tesha'echa. Says of Moshe, Anoichi, Anoichi. When the Anoichi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly in line with our Anoichi, where we associate with who we are an Anoichi, we are, my eye is completely, bottle is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when my Anoichi is synonymous and in sync with his Anoichi, Hu Moicha Pesha'echa, that gets rid of all the other Averus, because everything else is external. So all year round, we dress up, we look like an Esav, and the process of the Soil Hashem, Soil HaZazel, and the whole process of Tshuva is associating with the inner part of ourselves. The Reitza Ani of Yom Kippur, of who we are, in order to achieve Moicha Pesha'echa. I want to tell you a phenomenal story. Mamash, a phenomenal story. This story is written by my great uncle, by somebody called Simcha Unsdorfer. He wrote a book many years ago, it's out of print now, called Stories of Simcha. And he was in Auschwitz, Simcha, and he survived. Itself is an amazing story. And after the war, he had an experience where they got together a group of people. It was maybe, I think, just a couple of months after the war. Mamash, a couple of months. I think it was the first Pesach after the war, where they had a gathering, a group of people together, boys who had survived, and they were trying to be machazik each other. And each one was telling over their story from the war. Different stories that had occurred to them. So he writes one story there, Simcha writes one story of a friend. He calls him, he doesn't say his surname, he just calls him Avrom Techi. Avrom Techi, Azoi, that's what he calls him. That was his name. And Avrom Techi wanted to tell his story. And his story was like this. It was mamash the end of the war. And literally, the Germans had run away, and liberation was now there, was now here. It arrived. The camp had been liberated. He had made it to this point. But he was freezing cold. And he wondered, since the guards had now moved away, he was wandering around the camp, and he was looking for something to warm him up. And he happened to go into a room, and he saw a German soldier's pair of trousers and boots. And he was so desperate to be warm, that he put on these trousers, put on these boots. When the Russians came, obviously everyone was so delighted, and they see this Avrom Techi, and he's delighted, but before he knows it, they've taken him away. They mamash whipped him away. They suspected that he was a German. He was wearing German trousers. So they suspected he was a Nazi. And this guy found himself being shipped away with the prisoners of war, i.e. with Germans, other Germans that they'd found. He found himself, he said, being taken away from Auschwitz with these Rishoyim. Here he was with these Rishoyim. He said he had never had an experience where he was so broken. He'd been through the whole war. He'd been through every single Yisurim you can imagine. And now he found himself with the other side, with these Rishoyim, with the enemy. He'd been transported away. And as much as he tried to scream and shout, they weren't interested in listening to him. And he found himself in on a journey. They took him on a train, and he was in some place, I think at least an hour and a half away from Auschwitz. And this guy was, Avraham Tichy was totally broken. He's trying to say, I'm different. They weren't interested. Again, they were rushed. They couldn't understand what he was saying. So, he says, he doesn't know what going to him, but one time, he was in this room, and he saw somebody from outside. A Russian from outside. And he doesn't know what going to him, but he just thought, maybe that guy's Jewish. Maybe he's Jewish. And he shouted out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what he shouted. This guy, Tucker, was Jewish. He looked around. He saw this guy shouting from the window, Shema Yisrael. He didn't know what happened. He comes inside. He says, come in. So he tries to tell him, you know, the other guy was only could only speak Russian. He says, come here, come into this room, and I'm coming back shortly. He went away. He came back with another guy, another person. And they said to him, no, what's the story? He said, and no, so the other person said to him in Yiddish, he said, did you learn in Cheder? He said, yeah, of course I learned in Cheder. He said, tell me the first Mishnah in Brochus. Mom's true story. He said, name is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aramis, started rattling off. He said, so what are you doing here? He said, well, I went to get this uniform, I put these trousers on, and before I knew it, they whipped me away. He said, I suddenly looked at him. I started crying, he said. I said, Ich bin a Yid, Ich bin a Yid. Of course I learned in Cheder, Ich bin a Yid. And they took him, and they transported him back. He went back to join the rest of Achenu Bnei Yisrael. He went to join the Yidden. And on his way out, he said to the officer who'd heard him, he said, you know, thank you so much, I can't thank you enough. He says, don't thank me. Thank the Shema Yisrael. Because you cried out, Shema Yisrael. Because you cried out, that's why I heard you. Rabbi said, that is the moshel. It's a true story. It's an unbelievable story. It's a true story, and that is us, the whole year round in Yom Kippur. Because the whole year round, we're wearing the clothes of the Yetzer Hara. We're dressed up. So they can't tell the difference. Who are you? You're a Yid, or are you from the other side? And on Yom Kippur, we cry out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Ich bin a Yid. I'm a Yid. That's who I am. Forget the uniform that I'm wearing. Forget the Avedis. It's not me. I just put it on. It was a mistake. I didn't mean to put it on. You're a Yid. You can join Klal Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. By the end of Yom Kippur, we cry out, that's who I am. I call Yaakov. We chuck off the soil of Azazel. And with that, Anoichi, Anoichi, Umoicha Peshra'echa. That's who we are. The whole process of Tshuva, the whole process of Yom Kippur, it's all just to associate ourselves only with the Anoichi that is the Kol Yaakov inside of us. And all the other things that we've done, they're mistakes. We didn't mean to do them. They're not us. Gam Eile Tishkachna, Abba Anoichi Lo Yishkachim. Thank you.